Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
One of the greatest problems in today's society is that people are not preparing for the afterlife. They're not. And that is because they are not being reminded of the afterlife. And they themselves are not remembering the afterlife. Imagine you don't read the Quran. Imagine you don't read Juz' al-Dhariyat. What's going to remind you of the afterlife? Imagine then you don't attend lectures and you don't listen to lectures. What is going to remind you of the afterlife? Nothing. Because from the day you wake up, or from the moment you wake up until the moment you sleep, you see the life of people. We're busy, all of us. We're busy in this worldly life, going from place to place, earning our living, and then mixing with our families and our friends, and then going from one place to another. That is our lifestyle. So if we're not careful and we don't pull the plug on this dunya for moments of the day and the night to remember the afterlife, nothing will remind us of it, and as a result, we will not be prepared for it. And my brothers and my sisters in Islam, this is a huge issue that Allah Himself highlighted in the Quran and mentioned that the people are not preparing for the afterlife. This is not my guess or my assumption. Listen to what Allah says at the very beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, mankind's accountability has come so close. Pay attention to the language. He said, اِقْتَرَبَ. He did not say قَرُوبَ. قَرُوبَ would have meant that the accountability has come close. اِقْتَرَبَ means it has come so close. People's accountability has come so close. It's a very soon we'll be standing before Allah and being questioned for everything we did of good and bad, words and actions. طيب. So what's the reality? Allah said, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. And by the way, this is an ayah revealed 1,400 years ago. Can you imagine how close it is now? 1,400 years ago, Allah is saying it's very close. Imagine now, it's nothing. It is so close. All of a sudden, the day you die, khalas, this is your accountability begins. So the believer needs to find urgency in this word of Allah and begin to prepare. So what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? What's the state of people? You assume that the people should be preparing, right? If something is coming very close, the final moments should be spent in preparing for the event. Yani, I give you a silly example. Let's say I invited you to my house at 9 p.m. So from the very beginning of the morning, I'm relaxed on this matter. 8:30 p.m. comes, yani there's half an hour and you'll be at my house. Final moments, what do I do? As the host, in the final moments, I'm preparing, I'm doing final preparations. So you'll find the mother going around, fixing the house, the couch, the carpet, whatever it is, cleaning up, because the guests are about to come. And you as a father, you'd be waiting for your guest at the door. If there's 2-3 minutes left, you wouldn't go and be carrying a hammer and a nail and doing some work. It'd be silly. It's 2 more minutes and your guest would come. You'd be silly to be busy in something else. Look at the reality. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the accountability has come so close. But people should be preparing. What are they doing? Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Yet they are immersed in heedlessness and have turned away. Allahu Akbar, look at the disease. وَهُمْ فِي, see this word, فِي? It doesn't imply that, yani hak, they're on the surface of heedlessness. No, they're drowning in heedlessness. Fi, they've been surrounded by heedlessness. They look to the left, to the right, above them, underneath them, in front of them, in the morning, on the phones. That is all heedlessness. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. And مُعْرِضُونَ as well have turned away. What's the difference between غَفْلَةٍ and مُعْرِضُونَ? غَفْلَةٍ meaning the heart has turned away. مُعْرِضُونَ meaning the body has turned away. يعني the heart has turned away from the remembrance of Allah. And the body has turned away from al-masajid, hardly attending the masjid. Have turned away from the lessons and the lectures and the circles of knowledge. Have turned away, the body has turned away from the Qur'an. It's hardly picked up and read and recited. These are all diseases. And all of these matters prove heedlessness in a person. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. You see, my brothers and my sisters in Islam, that is the disease Allah highlighted in the Quran, as I said to you. It's not my own assessment. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal told us. So that means you and I are in desperate, urgent need of reading about the afterlife time and time again. So that why? So that we remain in state of preparation for it. So that we are ready for it whenever it comes. That's the believer. He should always be prepared for the afterlife. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran one of the main reasons for misguidance. Do you know? What is the main reason for misguidance? There's an ayah in the Quran, who knows it? The main reason for misguidance, Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Sad, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, indeed, those who go astray from the straight path, the misguided ones, those who follow their desire and sin after sin after sin, not caring about repentance and coming back to the path of Allah, for them, Allah says, عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. For them is a tormentful punishment. Why? Why were they misguided to the begin with? Allah said, بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Because they had forgotten about the afterlife. You see, the main reason for misguidance is not remembering the afterlife. Not reciting about it. Not mentioning it in your gatherings and in your circles. When was the last time as a family you spoke about the afterlife? And I forget the masjid. When was the last time within your family you spoke about the afterlife? And you spoke to your children and asked them, what have you done today in preparation for the afterlife? When was the last time the husband and the wife asked each other, what did you do today in preparation for the afterlife? Why isn't this question normal? Why does this question appear to be... But you'd be crazy if you asked this question. What are you talking about? Let's enjoy our dunya affairs because we're here now. Afterlife is later. We'll deal with it there. Why is that the mentality and the attitude of so many? For there needs to be this question often in your house. You need to ask members of the family from time to time. What did you two do today in preparation for the afterlife? What was it? Was there something special? And so when you prayed your prayers today, five prayers, were you mindful of the fact that, Ya Rabb, this is my preparation when I stand before you? I want to stand before you with five prayers every single day perfected for your sake. Wallah, they just became a habit and a routine and had no intention and purpose behind them. Everything you do in the day and the night may be a preparation for the afterlife. But you need to be conscious. You need to keep away from al-ghafla. Al-ghafla is when the heart is clouded by this worldly life and distracted by it. You can do the very same things you do of work and eating and sleeping and all of that with purpose and intention and in preparation for the afterlife, and it'll be accepted for you. You wear your clothes today. Why do you wear your clothes and came out of the house? What was the purpose? What was the intention? You could have said, I am dressing today so that I can cover the awra that Allah commanded me to cover. That's why I'm dressing today. And you walk out like this. So now the entire time your awrah is covered in public, you're earning reward. This is for both men and women. And you're living with purpose and you're mindful of what you're doing. And that's your preparation for the afterlife. Because those who come on the day of judgment and they did not cover their awrah, there is punishment for them. There is accountability for them. So when you dress yourself, you're saying, I'm dressed to cover the awrah that Allah commanded me to cover. And that's my preparation for that day. No problems. You can convert everything you do in your day and night to a worship. But you got to be mindful. And you will not be mindful if you don't consistently read about the afterlife and Allah's promises in the afterlife. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, let's focus on a section in Surah Al-Dhariyat in where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks to us about how to prepare for the afterlife. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, indeed, certainly, no doubt about it. Everything after inna, anything that comes after inna is a certain fact that should not be doubted. What's the fact here? Allah Azza wa Jal says, Al-Muttaqeen fi jannatin wa uyun. Verily, the muttaqeen, the pious, the righteous, will be immersed in jannat, in many gardens, wa uyun, many springs surround them. What a beautiful reward this is. Have you contemplated and reflected and pondered over this reward? Think about it. Allah is saying the muttaqeen, I'm going to explain to you what the muttaqeen is. They will be surrounded by lush green gardens and they will be surrounded by rivers and springs that are flowing. Allahu Akbar, this is the dream of every single person in this worldly life. When people speak about the most expensive property on earth, real estate property, what would it be? The most expensive real estate property on earth are the waterfront properties, the beachfront properties. These ones you can dream of owning. Only a millionaire could get there. This is what people have in their hearts of a desire of this worldly life. If you acquired it through al-halal, no problems. But imagine jannatin wa uyun. For every person who qualifies to be from the muttaqoon, who Allah is going to mention their quality in this surah right after this ayah. For each and every single one of us, not one. He said jannat, a plural, many gardens. And if the king, the most generous, says many, one can only imagine how many. Jannatin wa uyun. And what makes the jannat and uyun much more unique than this worldly life is that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you all know the hadith, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. You all know this hadith. But did you know? Hadith, by the way, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying inside the paradise there are things the eye has never seen, the ear has never heard of, and the heart has never imagined. But did you know? Did you know that this hadith applies for every moment spent in the paradise? Yani, it's not like when you first enter the paradise, this is it, this is what Allah was telling us that the eye has never seen. Congratulations, I've seen it all now. No. Every moment is a moment where the eye will see something it has never seen. And the ear will hear about something it has never heard of. And the imaginations that never cross the heart will come to real life. This is na'imun yatajaddad. The na'im, the blessings, the gifts in the paradise, they are always renewed. Every moment is a moment of seeing something you have never seen in your life. Allahu Akbar. What is this? This is a unique quality only for the paradise. Here you buy a house, okay, the excitement runs out after a week or two. Then it's your ordinary simple house. Lakin look what Allah Azza wa Jalla is offering al-muttaqeen in the paradise. Shufu, brothers and sisters in Islam, innal muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? Very simply, if you're writing, you write down. If you're not writing, you memorize. So simple. المتقين. Three qualities. Number one, they do what Allah commanded and they are patient upon that. They keep away from what Allah forbid and they are patient upon that. And they are patient upon the calamities of life. Nothing more to that. That's the muttaqeen. يعني in summary, there is so many definitions for al-muttaqoon wa taqwa. So many. All of it comes down to this. That it is a person who adheres to Allah's commandments, keeps away from the prohibitions, and is patient upon the difficulties and hardships of life. But now I can ask you a question. In this day and age that we live in, how can someone remain patient upon Allah's commands and patient away from the sins and the prohibitions? Because that requires patience. Every time you're tempted to do something haram, it requires patience to hold back. And then, how can you in this day and age be patient upon life's calamities? How? What is something that can motivate you and I to remain patient upon a salat, for example? Upon fasting, upon a zakat, every single year. And then patient away from the sins every time I'm tempted to do them. And then even if I did fall into a sin, what motivates me to be disgusted with what I did, ashamed with what I did, feeling guilty, remorseful, and then turn back to Allah and repent and continue this cycle in my life? If I cannot cut out the sin in my life, at least be patient upon the cycle of sin, tawbah, sin and tawbah, sin and tawbah, because that's obedience. Wait, is there something? I'll tell you something. Believe it or not, the answer is within the ayah. You don't have to look too far. One of the greatest matters that will keep you patient upon Allah's commands, away from the sins, and patient upon life's calamities, is mentioned within the ayah, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. And the answer is, جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. The answer is to keep your eyes focused on the prize. Bas, that's the answer. Every single time you have your eyes on the prize, you have your eyes on the paradise, you have your eyes on Jannatin wa Uyun, you read Juz al-Dhariyat, which explains about the paradise and many other parts in the Quran that explain the paradise, it would be much easier for you to be patient upon the commandments, away from the sins, upon life's calamities. It'll be very easy. There'll still be a struggle, but it'll be a lot easier than if you were not having your eyes focused on the prize. And my brothers and my sisters in Islam, this is a concept that it continues to repeat in the Quran. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِّن فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ مَّبْنِيَّةٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Somehow, and of course this is through Allah's wisdom and infinite knowledge, every time you read something about the muttaqoon, either before it or after it, there's a mention of the paradise and something that's in the paradise. The message, as though the message, you want to stay a muttaqi, you want to be from the muttaqoon, you want to be from those righteous, pious men and women, keep your eyes on the prize. Focus.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Look, today in worldly life, we understand it. If I say to you, brother, I want you to do such and such job. That's the job description. Requires immense work. You need to go and shovel some stuff from outside and move it to the back and drive it somewhere to the tip and come back. You'll be sweating at the end of the day. Tayyip, I'm not interested, not motivated. Brother, but at the end of the day, your pay is $1,000. Allahu Akbar. I am ready to do the work because my eye is where? It's on the prize. It's on the pay. And that's all of mankind have this attitude within them. When we know what the price, when we know what the cost, when we know what the pay is like, the job gets done. The patience is there. The endurance is there. The hardship and enduring these hardship is all there. All those qualities amazingly come out. But when we discuss matters of the afterlife, worships, and all these matters, it becomes difficult because your eye is not on the prize. Some of our salaf, rahimahumullah, they would say, righteous deeds are not difficult. The thing is that people haven't had and kept their eyes glued on the prize that Allah will give them on the Day of Judgment. Because if that was the case, you'll see how easy worship becomes. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. And my brothers and my sisters in Islam, and I'm not speaking to you, heck, just yani concepts, abstract. Here, take it. This is a formula and go and do it. No, I'm going to give you examples of people of the past that did the same thing. And they only strived and kept going fi sabilillah and remained steadfast upon their deen because their eye was on the prize. Let me give you the example of Asiya radiallahu anha. Who's Asiya? Anyone know? Naam, Ahsan. Fir'aun. Fir'aun's wife. Who's Asiya? Who knows who Asiya is over there? Yalla, Ash. Fir'aun's wife? Ahsan. Yalla. Tfadhal. MashaAllah. Tayyib. Her story was mentioned in what surah? Who knows? Huh? في سورة التحريم؟ أنت قال لك سورة التحريم الله يهديك أنت قلنا في سورة التحريم نعم وضرب الله مثلا طيب anyone else do you know سورة التحريم no طيب يلا هيا take this بس memorize سورة التحريم الشيخ نسيم is there insurance in the masjid in case we hit someone in the head يلا أعطيها للولد بسم الله don't worry all the kids inshallah you'll get something just remain patient And I'm going to give you all, inshallah. طيب. Surah Al-Tahrim. The story of Asiya. You know, Asiya was mentioned, her story was mentioned twice in the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave her as an example, as a role model to mankind. Allah Azza wa Jal said, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ But you know what made Asiya a role model? She's a role model. What made her a role model? It was one dua she made in her life. And then we don't know anything about her story. Just one moment in her life made her a role model to all of mankind, men and women, until the last day. Imagine how powerful this moment is that Allah will take from all her life this one moment and put it in the Quran and say that's why she's a role model, that's what she should be followed upon. So let's know what she's a role model for and then let's follow her on this. Because Allah gave an example and an example means to follow this example. Allah Azza wa Jal said, If, this is the moment that made her role model. If qalat rabbi binili indaka baytan fil jannati wa najjini min fir'auna wa amalih wa najjini min al-qawm al-zalimi. What made her a role model was one dua she made. But listen to how powerful this dua is. She was being tortured. By her husband Fir'aun and by the army of Fir'aun. And you can imagine, this is a woman that is living among kuffar. Yani a woman living in a Western country. You can think of it like that. Disbelievers around her, mocking her, insulting her. She has already declared her Islam and Iman in Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's known about her. How did she remain steadfast? And this is a woman. How did she remain steadfast and upheld her deen? You know how? She kept her eyes on the prize. How do we know this? From her dua. She said, Rabbi, my Lord, ibnili indaka baytan fil jannah. Construct for me, niyu, a house in the paradise. Allahu Akbar. That's what kept her going. Her eyes was on a house in the paradise near Allah Azza wa Jal. And look how smart she is. She said, Ibni li indaka baytan. She did not say, Ibni li baytan indaka. She did not say, construct for me a house new. She said, construct for me new a house. يعني, to be neighbor, to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal is what she wants first and foremost. Then a house. Because they always say, al-jaru qabla ad-dar. The neighborhood should be chosen wisely before you look at the house. Sometimes there may be a very nice house, but the neighbors are shocking. The street is shocking. You won't live there. So you want to know the street is peaceful, people respect one another, then you'll move in. And because her surrounding is very toxic, it's very bad, her surrounding is Fir'aun and his army. So the first thing she's thinking out, change my surroundings. I want to be near you. Then a house. Ibn li 'indaka baytan. Allahu Akbar. And that's what kept her steadfast upon La ilaha illallah until the day she died and she became a role model for us. Because her eye was focused on the prize. Look at the example of Anas ibn Nadr, radiallahu anhu, a companion. During the Battle of Uhud, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ الْجَنَّةِ دُونَ أُحُدٍ. He said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, I can smell the fragrance of the paradise beyond Uhud. Okay. It's a moment of jihad right now. What's going to keep him steadfast upon this commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal? Because it's very easy to give up and to say, you know what, I don't want to participate in all this and move away. Very easy. A person may be tempted to leave the commandment of Allah, no matter what it is. Whether it's al-jihad or as-salat or fasting or whatever it is of Allah's commands. So how did he inspire himself to step forward and to engage in battle with the enemy of Allah on the battle of Uhud? He said to himself, I can smell the fragrance of the paradise beyond Uhud. He can smell. He hasn't seen anything yet. He can smell. And then he charged forward. And then he was martyred. And then his sister said, I checked up on his body. And there were 80 plus stab wounds. I did not know my brother except from his fingertips, the fingerprint. And then in his case, Allah revealed an ayah, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. From among the believers, amen, who were true to their promise with Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them have moved on to the afterlife. ومنهم من ينتظر. And others are awaiting the same fate. Not awaiting more of a dunya or something else to come to their pockets. They're awaiting the same fate so that they can meet Allah Azza wa Jal with the status of martyrdom. So you see, once again, what kept him steadfast upon the commandment of Allah? Eyes on the prize. Look at the situation in the example of Umayr ibn al-Hammam radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Badr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the Battle of Badr, you know what he said to his companions? He said to them, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said to them, get up towards a paradise whose width is the heavens and the earth, is like the heavens and the earth. So Umayr ibn al-Hammam, رضي الله عنه, he heard this. He said, O Messenger of Allah, a paradise whose width is like the heavens and the earth? Oh, he's shocked. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, yes. So Umayr said, Bakhin Bakh. Bakhin Bakh is a word that you scream out when you're really excited and joyful. He's expressing his excitement, amazement, Allahu Akbar. Is this what Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for us if we remain steadfast upon His command? So then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma hamalaka awla qawlika Bakhin Bakh. He said to him, why do you say Bakhin Bakh? Why are you expressing joy and excitement for? He said, يا رسول الله إلا رجاء أن أكون منها. I'm hoping that I'm from its inhabitants. That's why I expressed enjoyment. I just hope I'm from them. So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, أنت من أهلها. Indeed, you are from its inhabitants. You're from its dwellers. الله أكبر. Imagine after hearing this what he did. So يعني the narration mentions that he took dates out from his quiver. He had a quiver. That's where you put the arrows. So he had dates there. So he pulled them out with his hand. فَجَعَلَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهُنِّ. He began to eat one and another. Then he said to himself, لَئِنْ أَنَا حَيِّتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ تَمَرَاتِ هَذِهِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ طَوِيلَةٌ. He said, if I live to eat all these dates, that's going to be a long life. Imagine the third one. By the time you chew it, you take out the date, and then you eat the next one, and then it should be a lot too long. And I'm not interested in remaining in this worldly life for much longer. So he got up and he charged towards the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he was killed. Radiallahu anhu wa ardah. But once again, the point made, what made him steadfast upon the commandment of Allah other than having his eyes on the prize? Look at the situation of the magicians in the story of Fir'aun. Fir'aun threatened them. He said, وَلَا أُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. He said to them, well, I'm going to أُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ, I'm going to crucify you all in the trunk of the palm tree. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. And all of you magicians that made a tawbah and turned to Allah and ignored me, you will find out, you will see who's intense and mighty and strong in punishment. So you know what the magician said back to him? What do you think kept them steadfast upon La ilaha illallah, knowing that these people had just accepted La ilaha illallah moments ago? The magicians, they just made a tawbah, made a sajda and said La ilaha illallah. And the threat is coming. So, what's going to keep them upon La ilaha illallah? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, that they said to Fir'aun, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا. They said to him, we are not going to give you any preference over what has come to us of the truth and over our Lord, over the one who created us. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاض. Go and do what you want. Look at the language. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِي الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You can only do in this worldly life. You can't do more than that. Whatever damage you want to do to us, see, you can only do it here, nothing else. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. We are hoping that Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins and all the magic that you forced us upon. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Pay attention to their words. They said, and Allah Azza wa Jal is khayr. He is much better, yani in giving reward. وَأَبْقَى, and his reward is long lasting. What kept them steadfast? They had their eyes on the prize. They had their eyes on وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What Allah will give is better and long lasting. What are you promising us, Ya Fir'aun? If we believe in you, what are you going to give us? He's going to give them castles in this life. He's going to give them some treasures. What else is he going to give them? And then all that, what's going to happen to it? It'll expire. It'll end. They'll either leave it or it will leave them one day. So when they measured and they compared with what is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, that kept them steadfast upon La ilaha illallah. You see, brothers and sisters in Islam, the main matter that keeps you firm upon a taqwa is to always focus and have your eyes on the prize. And I give you a very silly example, worldly example, so you can relate. Imagine there was a father who was a millionaire. Let's say he had $100 million. And he had one son. And his son was poor, and his father gave him nothing. And his son was married, and he had a family, had children, and he's living in a car. And the father was very stingy, he gave him nothing. All of a sudden, the father dies. And the authorities of the country come to this young man and they say, your father has passed away and we have found that you are his only son, you are the only inheritor. So you will be taking everything your father left behind. And that is $100 million. And it will be transferred to your account in 6 months by the time we finish all the paperwork. I tell you something, 6 months until he waits for that money, how would he live it? Wallah, it doesn't matter. I'll live in my car. I'll eat bread until it doesn't matter because I have my eyes on $100 million in 6 months. Doesn't matter. I can do life 6 months. I can be patient upon whatever situation I'm in. It's okay. I don't need help. I'll get through the 6 months. It's all right. Look at this silly worldly example. A person who is poor and struggling will remain patient for 6 months because his eye is on the prize, knowing that it's coming to him. طيب نحن what guarantees us to live another 6 months on earth? The believer, one of the main things that keeps him patient upon the calamities of life, patient upon the commandments of Allah, patience away from the sin, is to always have the eyes on the prize. And wallah, the paradise is guaranteed for the believer a lot more than that 100 million being guaranteed for this person. A lot more. That it is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says about these muttaqeen, آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. These muttaqoon, Allah Azza wa Jal says about them, when they enter the paradise, they will take whatever Allah gives them. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Do you understand something? Within this ayah, there is a quality of the believers in this life. Let me read it to you again, and then I'm going to ask you, what do you think the quality is? Allah is saying, when the believers enter the paradise, they will take whatever Allah gives them. Give me one word that describes this quality. They will take whatever Allah gives them. أَخِذِينَ مَا أَتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ in the paradise. Ahsant. MashaAllah. What else? Can anyone give us another word? Fadal. Grateful. Aywa. What else? Huh? Oh, you mix it up. There's other words. Yalla, bismillah. What else? Satisfied. Huh? Satisfied. Satisfied? Okay. What else? I'm looking for another hack. Good word. Huh? Who said pleased? Yalla, yalla, mazboot, sah. Yalla, bismillah. Tfadal, akhi.
Zahid.
Zahid?
Zahid.
Hala, we'll tell you now. Yalla. Tfadal. There he is. What's your name? Come, ya Elias. Start. Anta Elias, we're going to give you the big prize, inshallah. Tafadhal. Yalla. MashaAllah. Allah, we couldn't throw it because then they'll come broken. Yalla. Tafadhal. Ad. Brothers and sisters, when the believers enter the paradise, they are so content, they will take whatever Allah gives them. You know why? Because that was their quality in this world, their life. The muttaqoon were content with what Allah gave them in this dunya. So when they entered the paradise, that attitude continued with them.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.